turned tail to chover ape. Like Vaisach, he smelled the food and he turned tail. And Shakla, yes, you know what he did? Shakla tesusa, the fancy king's dish. He put his thumb, he put his hand inside the dish, anachle bepume, and he put his finger now near his mouth, and he got better. So I called upon him, he ruined the king's dish. His omelet, he said to him, Astaratulis adus the malka. You were massed, you ruined the king's portion. What do you do here? Omelet, amai tevel hachi. What do you do this for? Omelu, he said, man di yavar hachi, tosla malka the malka. Whoever did this ruined the king's food. Omelet, amai, why? Omelu, dover acha chazois. He said, you know why I did it? I saw Davracha Chazoi Bey. I saw like a pig's meat was there. Something bad was in the king's food. That's why I pulled it out. But cool. So they checked out the food. Well, Yashka, they didn't find anything wrong with the food. Nothing doing. You're phony. So what he did was chocolate bossa. He took his own finger. Anachalein. And this was Ravashi. Ravashi put his own finger on the food. Anachalein. Omalei. Hocha. Me but Riso, did you buy the care where my fingers in the food? Botkus, so they checked out that piece of the food. Ashkecho, and they found the takach, right? A piece of a worm or a pig they found there, something bad. Skits and this happened. His omla rabbonin, my time is samkas anis. They told Ravashi, how come you samkas anis? Like, you know, we know, really, nothing was there. How come you made a nace happen here? Omalahu, chazoi ruchet tzuras to kapochiloyu. I saw the way the ruach of the tzuras is standing around me. The man was nothing to make him drop a piece of tzaraz there. So kids, so that's the way he was saved. All right, we'll stop here. So my... Yeah, we're holding Daf Samech Aleph from the base on the two dots. Mora says, his first two dots is a maisa. Hohuru moi diyom alo lehiyasasa. It was a Roman that went over to a lady and they told her, asked her, minstavasli, marry me. Omrele, she said back, Loi, no, she didn't want. Also, so what did he do? I see Rimon, he took a pomegranate. Poli, he like cracked it open. The ochol kamo, and he was eating it in front of her. Now, komaya did sorolo, when she saw it, like she had a desire to eat it, so a saliva in her mouth was bothering her. Bolosai, so she swallowed the saliva. Boloi havlo, and still he didn't give her. Adizaglo, until she swelled up, Rashi says. Zagloshin, like she came clear, like you blow up glass, like she blew up because of this. This is the Hemshah of the Gemara before, that when you have a waiter, when he sees food and he has a type to eat the food, you have to give him to eat. Here also, this lady saw the way he was eating a pomegranate, and she had a desire to eat it, so the saliva that she was swallowing was a sakana for her, made her blow up. So, l'seif at the end, Omalo, this Roman said to her, if I will heal you, minstavasli, then will you marry me? Omalo, she said, in yes. So also, what did he do? I ceremony, poly. He took again a pomegranate and opened it up. The ochal kamo, and he ate again in front of her. But Omalo, this time he told her, ko maya de tzaruloch, all the saliva that's bought that's in your mouth, when you had the desire to eat it, is tuf shadya, spit it out, adenofek mine, until it came out of her, ki hutsa yiroka, like a green branch, hutsa like a branch of a palm tree. That's what came out of her, v'yasasiyas, and then she became better. Right, and now the Mishnah says, v'yasev etzemer. Here's Rabbi Elazar Shita, that even though your wife comes in with as many shvachas, as maids as she has, still she has to do some work. She has to work with the tzemer and the wool, k'day she should not come with ezima. So Gemara's medayik, v'tzemer im v'pishtan lo. You can only force your wife to work with wool, but not with flax. So Gemara says, mas nisim mani Reb Yehudi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Tanya would not like this. Ein a koyfe loy lamed lefonov abba oviv. You can't force your wife to stand means to serve your father. Loy lamed lefnei benoy and not to serve your son. Loy litein tevin lefnei behemtoy. And you can't force your wife to give the food in front of your animals. So Rashi said either means there's a chorim, the male animals, the shalaf from the revia, that maybe the shall live, the animal will live with her, shall live with him. Abba koyfe litein tevin lefnei bikroy. But you can force her to feed your bokor, Rashi says that means your female animals. Now there is no shiloh revia. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, af eina koi falasas bepishtin. Also you can't force your wife to do work with flax. Why? Mevnesha pishton masriach esapir. When you work with flax, it makes you like have a bad taste, a big odor in your mouth. And mainly you're always busy spitting out the saliva. Therefore, misharbet esas wasayin. It like extends your lips. Since you're busy spitting so much, it's very bad for your lips. So that's why you can't force your wife to work with the flax. The Gemara says, Vahani mili, when is this said? Bekitna rumoy. Only by the flax, Roman flax. Alright, so then Rabbi Lezer, afilu v'chnisa le'meya shvachis. And the Lezer says, that's the last halacha, even though your wife comes in with 100 maids, still you have a right to make her do some work, she shouldn't come with a zima. So Omar Rav Malkov, Rav Malkov said, with a vav, Malkov, Omar Rav Adam Rav, halacha k'Rav Lezer. We pass him like Rabbi Lezer, that even though she comes in with a lot of maids, still she has to do some work. The Omar Rav Yechanina, parade the Rav Iko, that shvud, shvachos v'gumais. These are halachas, different machlokes in Shas. Shavuot, that's the machlokes in Masechta Beya. If you have your spit that breaks on Yom Tov, if you can fix it or not. Shavuot, that's our machlokes here. If your wife comes in with a lot of maids, can you force her to work? For Gumais, that's the machlokes in Masechta Nidom. When exactly Anisha becomes a Gedola, when she has two Cyrus, so Gumais means even though the hair is not there, but the Makom with the hair is there. The Gumais are like holes there. So he says, Rav Malkov. Rav Malkov is one that said Aloch is about these three cases. Now, Blurius, that's another machlokes, the Gemara Avodah Zarah. But if you give a goy a haircut that looks l'shem Avodah Zarah, how far you're allowed to shave his hair? Eva Mikla, that's if you have the Eva Mikla, that's if you have a wound and you have some ashes you want to put on top of it, the shalot from tattoos, if it's mutter or not. Ogivina machlekes actually cheese. Givina sakam of its osur not also machlekes in avodah zarah. So Gemara says Rav Malkiya. Rav Malkiya said these halachas. The kid said there's Rav Malkov with a vav and Malkiya with an aleph. The shalom, which one said which halachas? That's the way Rav Chanina Pered Rav Ika learned it. Now Rav Papa, Rav Papa says like this: know that mas nisin or mas nisa Rav Malkiya. Any one of these halachas that was said in the Mishnah or said in the Braisa, Rav Malkiya with an aleph said it. Shmaita to any halachis that brought on Stam in the Gemara, that's Rav Malkov. That's what Rav Malkov said. What's the simin for this? Rav Papa simin mas nisin malchusa. Get like a Mishnah is with a malchusa. Here also Malkiya with the aleph. He's the one that said halachis about the Mishnah and a Braisa. So Mor says, my benaya, what's the difference between these two? Where do they argue? He gave benaya shvachis. Now Kriminer is this halacha shvachis. According to Rav Papa, that Rav Malkiya said all the Mishnayos in, since our halacha of Shvachis is a machlokes in our Mishnah, so Rav Malkiya with an aleph said it. But according to Rav Ada Barava, he was the one that said Rav Malkov with a vav said it. Nafkamina is, if you have a stereo, can you ask a kasha one on the other? Like, who exactly was the one that said we passed like Rav Lezer in our Mishnah by Shvachis? Was it Rav Malkov with a vav or Rav Malkiya with an aleph? Then the Mishnah ends off that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer that if a husband makes a neder his wife can't work, so he has to give her a get. Because Abatola Naifilo de Shimon, she'll just like right away. Samur says Reb Hainu Tanakama, Samur's Kash was the same thing as the Tanakama's Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer also said a swirl like that, that no matter how many maids your wife comes in with, you have to make her do some work. And he said the reason is Mishum Zima, she shouldn't come to think of having Znus. And if Shimon Gamliel is saying this for her, Shimon, if she does nothing, she'll just run away. So what's the difference? They're both saying the same thing. Sumar says, no, Ika Benai, there's a difference here. The Mitlala, Vigiraisa, Kitanaisa, Benad Rishaya. So Rashi says it means if she plays games, she plays chess, she plays checkers. So if the question is, she'll come with Dezima, she'll have Znus, we still have to be afraid. If she does no work at all, just sit back and play a whole day, we're also afraid of Znus. Mashenkan, according to Shimon Gamliel, for we're only afraid, Stan Shimon, means if she does nothing, she'll rat away. See, if she plays, she won't rat away. That's enough, Gemina. If the lady plays, is that enough, or not? We have to force her, according to Reb Lezer, to do some work. So at the Mishnah, Hamadir es ishtoi mitashme shamita. If somebody makes a neder, that he's not allowed to live with his wife. So Rashi explains he can't ask for himself on his wife because he's mishubed. When you marry your wife, you have a chiv midiraisa of Ainoa to live with her. So the nether has to be that you said, I'm answering her enjoyment upon me. The yom yaster hanos tashmishcholai. Her, like her body, I'm answering her upon me. So that could be chal. So the kid said the husband makes a nether that he's not allowed to live with his wife. Is beishama yermim shtei shabosis. The Shaman says, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. He makes the neder for 2 weeks. If he makes the neder just for 2 weeks, it's okay. But if he makes it for more than 2 weeks, then the halacha is you have to give your wife a get. No, only 1 week. If you make the neder for more than 1 week, then you have to give your wife a get. Less than that, though, it's okay. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Now, hatamidim yoytzim letal matorish lebishus. Even after they're married, the husband, if he's learning Torah, he has the right to leave his wife and go learn Torah without permission from his wife. Shleshim yoyim, he has a right to leave to go to yeshiva learning kolol for 30 days, and then he'll come home. Ha-poyalim shabasachas. People that work, businessmen, they have a right to leave home for 1 week, as they have to come home at least once a week. Now the Mishnah says, ho-ino ha-amur b'toyra. That the mitzvah essay, you have to live with your wife, for your noso loisigra, that you have to live with your wife. So how much is the chiyav, how many times a week do you have to live with your wife? So ho-ino ha-amur b'toyra. Is hatayolim, that means people that have no work to do, that just time means that they stroll around the whole day, they're rich people, they don't have to work, they have all the money they want, is b'chol yoyim. Where every night, as long as the wife is tor, she's not a nida, you have a chiyav not to live with her. Hapu'alim, people that work for a living, shtayim b'shabbos, they have to live with their wives twice a week. Hachamorim, a person that drives a donkey, he goes outside the city to sell things, so he's away for a week, then achas b'shabbos, once a week he has to live with his wife. Hagmalim, people that ride on camels even go further and they travel further away, is achas l'shloishim yoyim. They have to at least be home once in 30 days to live with their wife. Hasfanim, people that like sail a ship, sail a boat, is achas l'shishim chadoshim. Once in 6 months, so the kids, if a wife, if she gets married to a sailor, so she knows that he's going to travel and be away 6 months a year, so he only has to come home to be with his wife once in 6 months. This is Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. We see in the Gemara the other there were the Chachamim arguing on Rebbe Eliezer. Now the Gemara is at the beginning of the Mishnah. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai that he says if a man makes a neder not to live with his wife for 2 weeks, that's all right. More than that, then he has to give her a gift. What's the reason? He says, Gamri miyoledes nekeva. He learns it out from the parasha of the Torah when you give birth to a girl, and the locher is your wife then is tomei for 14 days. So you see, it's an urchayar, you're not to live with your wife for 14 days. Therefore, there's no chiyah to give her a get if you're going to live with her at the end of 14 days. Oh, Beisilo garmim yoled a zocher. Beisilo, though, learns it out from giving birth to a zocher, to a male, that there the locher is, you're only tomei for 7 days. Zorch is to be tomei for 7 days. But more than 7 days, if you make a neder not to live with your wife, then lamaisa, you have to give her a get. Fred gemaru Beisilo nami nigrum yoled a nekeva. Why doesn't Basil also learn out from this parasha of Yoledes Nekeva? You see the Torah says 2 weeks? So Gemara says, Nechanami. If Basil would be learning out from the case where your wife gives birth, how long she's tame, you see your Rossi can't be together for 2 weeks, Hachinami. He would also agree to this, that 2 weeks is also normal. Ela Basil minida gamrilo. Basil learns it out from the parasha of Anida. That means your Isa, when your wife is Anida, she's only tame for 7 days. So Mora says, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes here? Ma sova Basil holds midi de shriach, ne midi de shriach. You learn out something that shriach happens often. So Rashi says it happens often that a man gets angry at his wife and he makes a neder, he's not going to live with her. Who are the nidus? Your wife becomes a nidus. It also happens very often. So therefore we learn out 7 days, here also 7 days, 1 week. If you make a neder longer than a week not to live with your wife, then the din is you have to give her a get. Umasova Basil Beshamai holds Midi Duhugorim law, mi midi duhugorim law. No, you learn out from a Yoledis that the man caused his wife to become pregnant, from the case of a neder here where the man caused his wife to become usher. So just like when she become pregnant giving birth, it's 2 weeks, you see it's normal. Here also to make a neder for 2 weeks, it's all right. Now Amar Rav, Rav learns Machlekis b'Meforish. Machlekis is here 2 weeks or 1 week. When he speaks out clearly how long he wants to make the Yisr. According to Beis Shammai, if he makes the Yisr for two or less, it's okay. But Meforish, you have to speak out how long you're making the Yisr for. Avu b'stam. Let's say stam, you make a stam neder, I'm offering myself, I can't live with my wife. That's the neder you're making. Then, dirihakol yoitzili yalter. Fitink suba. Everybody holds nothing doing, right away the next day you have to give your wife a get, and you have to pay her the ksuba. If you made a neder stam, you have to give her a get right away. Ushmul Omar Shmuel says, no, afilu b'stam nami. Even if the husband makes a ner d'stam, he doesn't say any time limit. He just says, I'm making it osa now, that I can't live with you anymore. Still, yamtim, we have to wait the 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, and the 1 week according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because Shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. Maybe the husband will go to a chacham to be matir a ner there. And so therefore, we have to give him the week or 2 weeks to see if he'll be matir the nether. After 2 weeks pass by and he's not matir the nether, then according to Beis Shammai, he has to have a get. For the Gemara pliga b'chad zimna, they argued already once, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, if he says it's stam, is this also the machloikis or not? Tetznan, we learned, we'll see a Gemara later that says, what's going to be in the case of hamadir es ishtem lehenislai, of a man makes a nether that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him? Not with Tashma Shamita. Stam, like support money, she can't have any enjoyment from his money. Is a locher is ad shleishim yoim, if the nedir is only for 30 days, then the locher is yamed parnis, that he has to appoint a third person to support her. There's a chiyah for husband to support her. So he has to yamed parnis, make somebody else in charge of feeding his wife for the next 30 days. Exactly how it stems Hilchos Nedarim, that we'll see later on in the Gemara. But yes, if he made the neder for more than 30 days, yaitziv yitin ksuba. He has to give his wife a get and give her ksuba right away. The Yom HaRav, Rav says on this also, lo yishon v'ala b'mefarish. The machloikis is only where he speaks how clearly either 30 or more. Avol b'stam, if he stam makes a neder, his wife can't have any more enjoyment from him, is yaitzli yaltiv yitin ksuba. He has to give her a get right away and give her ksuba. We don't wait. If you make the neder stam without any time limit, then we say you have to give her a get right away. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says no. Afilu b'stam nami yamtin. Even though he makes the neder stam without a time limit, he just says she can't have any enjoyment from me. Still, we don't make him give her a get until 30 days go by. Why? Shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. Again, maybe you'll find a pesach or go to a chokhon to be matter the neder. So you see, it's a machlekes already once before between Rav and Shmuel. When you make a neder stam, do we make a give or get right away, or do we also wait that maybe you'll be matter the neder? Gemara says we need both machlekes and tzrich. We need them true, but we need both places that they argue. The yitma born our case over here. B'okom Rav mishum loyev shem afarnis. When does Rav say by us that stam you have to give a get right away? That's maybe only in our mishnah where the husband says he's not going to live with his wife. So that he can't make a parnas, there's nobody else to live with his wife, he can't have somebody else live with her. So therefore Rav says, if you make a stam neder, you're not going to live with your wife anymore, then you have to give her get right away. Abul Bahi, but in the Gemara later, the Efsha b'mafarnas, in a case where you could appoint somebody else to support your wife for you, Ema Moidle Shmuel, maybe Rav would also agree to Shmuel, that even though the husband says, stam, I'm making a neder, you can't have any enjoyment from me at all, maybe he doesn't have to give her get until 30 days go by. That's why we need both machloikisin. Now, v'yit mabahi, if we only said the case of the parnes, v'achkom Shmuel, maybe only over there Shmuel said that even stam, we tell him to wait 30 days. Because you can make a parnes, you can appoint somebody else to feed your wife. Avo b'ho, but in our mishnah, when the shal is batashma shamit, the living with your wife, eimim moed le rav, maybe he'll also agree to rav, that if he makes a neder stam, since you can't make a parnes to live with your wife, therefore, Eima Moidle L'Rav, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav, also that Minastam, you have to give a get right away. Yisricha, that's why we need both Machloikis and to say no, that the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel applies in both cases. When the husband says a neder of Stam, do we make him give a get right away, or do we still have to wait either the week or 2 weeks, or else the 30 days? Yeah, then the Mishnah says what? That HaTamidim Yoytzim Talmud. That a Talmud, the person that learns, has a right to leave his wife for 30 days. So, Brishus Kama. The Mishnah says that if you don't ask if your wife doesn't give you permission, you have a right to leave for 30 days. Now the Gemara asks, what about Brishus Kama? If your wife gives you permission, how long do you have to leave to go to learn and not come home? So Gemara says, Kama the boy, as long as you want. If she gives you permission for 10, 20 years, as long as you want. So Gemara asks now, Urcha de Musa Kama. But like Derech Eretz, how long is it that a person should like take this